you know, regardless, forever.
Now we're ready to go. There we go. All right, so I will call to order. Gentlemen? Gentlemen, gentlemen. Gentlemen. Gentlemen.
We don't respond, we don't respond to that.
Wow.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, I need a gavel, okay. Calling to order the June 17th meeting of the Air Pollution Control District, and let's start with a flag salute. Please stand as you're able.
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Darris is absent. Director Eccles?
Here.
Director Gibson?
Here.
Director Hammond?
Here.
Director Marks?
Here.
Director Moreno?
Here.
Director Newton?
Here.
Director Ortiz Lake is absent. Director Paulding?
Here.
Director Pashong?
Here.
Director Robert?
Here.
And Director Seacrest is absent.
All right, looks like we have a quorum. Thank you. The APCD will be going into closed session. I'll ask our attorney to announce what that is on.
We'll adjourn to closed session to discuss matters pursuant to Government Code Sections 54957.6 and 54956.9.
Thank you. I'll open up public comment on the closed session. Any public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment and adjourn to closed session. APCD has just returned from closed session. I'll ask our counsel to report out.
No reportable action.
Thank you. We'll move on to the open session of our meeting and looking at the consent calendar. Do we have any questions from the board on the consent calendar? Seeing no questions, I'll open a public comment. Any members of the public wishing to speak on the consent agenda? Seeing none, I'll bring that back for a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Pashong, second by Gibson. Roll call, please.
Motion is to approve consent agenda items A1 through A5. Motion is made by Director Pashong and seconded by Director Gibson. Director Darris is absent still. Director Eccles?
Yes.
Director Hammond?
Aye.
Director Marks?
Yes.
Director Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Director Newton?
Yes.
Director Paulding?
Yes.
Director Robert?
Yes.
Director Seacrest?
Yes.
Director Pashong?
Yes.
Director Gibson?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Moving on to our public comment period, members of the public wishing to address the APCD on anything within our jurisdiction but not on the agenda today. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and move on to the APCO's report. Carl.
Great. Thank you, Supervisor Moreno. So I'm going to keep this brief since we just met a month ago and not a lot has happened, but on consent, your board just approved a roof contract with Wix Roofing. And so we're excited about that. It should be, you know, get us through another 20 years on our facility. And we are still working with the county on a process for the solar, but we intend to replace our solar system and bring that to you for the September board meeting. So that's all moving along quite well. You know, I think the we had previously estimated about $350,000 to get both the roof and the solar done, but the roof came in higher than we expected. So it'll be a little bit more, but all that money is coming out of facility reserves. So it doesn't affect our operating budget, and you know, it'll be fully covered. Last board meeting, you approved the implementation of our new ERP system. So since then, we've negotiated the contracts and signed them. We've had kickoff meetings with both OpenGov and NeoGov, and now we are working on data migration. So that process is rolling along. We expect to implement by the end of the year, you know, the timeline that we need. As we kind of disentangle ourselves further from the county system, we're going to have to come up with some new policies, like where we were covered under the county's policy, and now we're going to have our own. So you know, you'll probably see some of those come to you in future board meetings, hopefully on consent. They should be pretty you know, pretty non-controversial, but we do need to dot those I's and cross those T's. On the grant, a quick grant update. We are still accepting applications for our engine replacement program for tractors, off-road equipment, and marine. Extremely limited funding, but that program is still open. Last board meeting, you extended our lawn and garden program. We still have $55,000 remaining in that program, and we're still accepting applications. So that is rolling along. And let's just skip ahead. So some legislation on the federal side, just a few things. So based on the success of the Blue Whales Blue Skies program here in California, Salud Carbajal has introduced legislation to make this a federal program that would go up the entire West Coast. No idea if that has legs or not, but I just wanted to flag that, you know, since it has been such a success here, there's a move to take it federal. There's also various bills federally that would make prescribed fire burning easier, kind of remove some of the roadblocks and hurdles. I think we already do a good job of that here in our county. We have a great relationship with Cal Fire and some of our other large burners, and you know, try to, you know, make those burns happen, promote burning rather than and slow it down. But there are some, possibly on the federal level, some bills that would make it even easier. Speaking of burn season, we continue to work with Cal Fire and other land managers to support the state's goals for fuel reduction. Since the last meeting, there's been a number of burns. There was the Miyosi cultural burn on June 9th. It was only 11 acres, but that was in collaboration with the YTT tribe and Cal Fire and the city of SLO. It's kind of outside of, you know, as you come down the grade into SLO, that area. There's been over 1,000 acres of prescribed burning happening in the Carrizo Plain, California Valley area. That's a collaboration between the Sequoia Riverlands Trust that owns a lot of that land out there and Cal Fire. And then State Parks continues to do pile burning along the coast in San Simeon and Morro Bay. And you know, these are all burns that we've permitted. We haven't had, I don't think we've had any complaints about smoke from those burns or anything. So they seem to be going quite well. And then this week, Five Cities Fire is going to do some pile burning in the Oceano Halcyon area. And then lastly, the Oceano Dunes. So a month ago when we were here, the park was closed due to a loss, an endangered species lawsuit. The park reopened the day after our meeting on May 21st. So the park is now open, back to business as usual. I'll mention it in open session since it's a closed, since the lawsuit is settled, but one of the lawsuits, the so-called quiet title lawsuit, was settled, and Friends of the Dunes has reimbursed the district $3,500 of our costs for that. So that's good news. And then just in terms of air quality on the dunes, so year to date, we've had 12 exceedances of Rule 1001, which is about the same as last year. Last year we had 10. In terms of violations of the California PM10 standard, we've had 10 at CDF versus 19 last year, and 8 at Mesa 2 versus 10 last year. So basically looking about the same as we did last year. A month ago, we were kind of off to a fast start where we actually were looking a bit worse, I would say, than the previous year, but things have kind of evened out. I guess May was, in the beginning of June, has been kind of compensated. We've had better air quality, and so now we're looking about the same as last year, which is good. And in terms of the hearing board, so the that whole process with the stipulated order of abatement and our hearing board, State Parks is due to submit to us an annual report and work plan on August 1st. And you know, we'll review that, and we'll have a hearing board meeting in October. And speaking of the hearing board, later today you will have the opportunity to appoint, or in some cases reappoint, members to our hearing board. And of course the hearing board is, you know, very important for the Oceano Dunes process. And that is all I have on the APCO report. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Tepper. Any questions before we move on? Seeing none, thank you very much. We'll move on to item B1, a hearing to adopt the district's fiscal 26-27 final budget. And that'll be Ms. Burns, I understand.
That's actually going to be me today.
All right.
Okay, so we have here today the second hearing on our budget. The first hearing occurred on May 20th, and that was just kind of an informational hearing to receive your feedback. And today we have brought the budget back for adoption. Our process, as always, is designed to try to solicit public input. We published notices in the Tribune. We mailed notices to all permit holders and other stakeholders. We placed budget summaries in 6 libraries, and it's been available in the district office and on our website. We have received no public comments, and at the last hearing on May, when we introduced it to your board, we did not get any requests for any changes. So here's a summary, some changes since May. This really just reflects, we're further through the fiscal year. We've negotiated these contracts for the ERP, and so it reflects all that. So on the expended, so overall, it's a decrease from about 6.9 million to 6.6 million. On the expenditure side, we're looking at about $20,000 more in services and supplies, and that's related to the ERP. Now that we have those contracts negotiated, we've selected vendors, we have those contracts negotiated, we are looking at about $20,000 more for the ERP, and then we always budget contingencies at 3%, so there's another $600 for a total increase in expenditures of about $20,000. On the financing side, we are anticipating a little bit less on the state aid and federal aid side there. You can see $77,000 less in state aid and $11,000 less in federal aid. And then fund balance has decreased by the number you see here, 232,000. That is mostly related to, now that we have these signed contracts for the ERP, some of those are hitting in the current fiscal year. So that decreases, the money we have left over. But overall, we are still putting money into reserves. So on the bottom here, in May, we had anticipated putting $661,000 into reserves. With these changes, we are now anticipating putting $320,000 into reserves. So we're still putting over $300,000 into reserves. And most of those changes are just due to, now that we have negotiated these ERP contracts and we know how much things are going to cost, that's most of that change of $340,000 is related to that. As always, so that's the summary of the changes, and the rest of this is more boilerplate. As always, our budget approach is to implement the strategies from the fiscal plan, maintain our core and mandated air quality programs, and we are always conservative both in our revenue projections and in our spending. So salaries and benefits make up 72% of our budget. You can see the rest here. This year we're putting about 5% back into reserves. And so speaking of reserves, so we are planning to end the year with $3.8 million in reserves, and this reflects a decrease in facilities, so taking about $200,000 out of facility reserves to pay for the roof. And then the budget anticipates making these, as you can see in the middle here, making these changes to reserves. So available for the next fiscal year, we have a little more than $4 million in reserves. So reserves are very healthy, even with taking some money out of reserves for the roof. Sorry, my brain is shot. So here you can see our reserves continue to increase year over year. And so that's it. I have more slides if your board has questions, but our recommendations would be to adopt the budget and approve the attached budget resolution. There's also a minor budget adjustment to transfer basically some earned interest from mitigation funds to partially reimburse for administration. So with that, I will answer any questions.
Thank you, Carl. Looking at the $340,341 difference in what was expected for fund balance,
yeah,
the new system seemed to account for about $145,000 of that, and salary and benefits about $36,000. So that's about half of it. What would you say the other half is due to?
Let me see here. Kelly, do you want to answer that?
You want to turn the mic on?
Sure.
Yeah, so it looks like salaries were $36,000, about $145,000 for the systems, which would be about half of the $340,000. So I was wondering where the other $160,000, $170,000.
Sure. We have about $150,000 for the ERP in the current year.
Right.
And then we have about $40,000-ish for salaries that increased related to filling vacancies and increase in our interns. And then our accrual estimate went up a little bit longer or a little bit higher for the year end, those last 10 days. And increase in legal fees for some of our litigation that's going on, as well as we've had an increase in contract and MOUs, so professional services increased.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
you, Ms. Burns.
You're welcome.
And thank you too for going back and forth with me on those numbers and making sense of that. Appreciate it. Other questions? All right, seeing none, we'll open up to public comment on this item. Anyone wishing to speak to the board? I see none. We'll bring that back. Thank you. I know the budget is always just that annual effort and good job, and thank you for your work. Looking for a motion.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd go and make a motion then to approve the resolution adopting the district's 26-27 final budget, $6,638,367, along with a budget adjustment for authorizing $3,000 in interest earned from the APC managed mitigation funds to be transferred to the district operating budget.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Director Hammond and a second by Director Robert. Roll call, please.
Director Echols.
Yes.
Director Gibson.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Moreno.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Newton.
Yes.
Director Paulding.
Yes.
Director Pashong.
Yes.
Director Seacrest.
Yes.
Director Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Hammond.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. On to B2, hearing to consider and appoint APCD hearing board members and alternates. I have Ms. Drexler as the...
Good morning. I'm Dora Drexler. I'm the Deputy Air Pollution Control Officer here at the Air District. And today we have the opportunity to appoint some new hearing board members. You can go on to the next slide, please. So our hearing board is a quasi-judicial board that hears requests from the regulated community for variance from rules, hears requests for emergency variances if equipment fails, et cetera. And there's other areas of jurisdiction within the health and safety code that allow the hearing board to hear petitions. The board is made up of 5 members. There's one attorney member that must be admitted to practice law in California, one professional registered engineer, one member of the medical profession, doesn't have to be a physician, but just someone who's affiliated with the medical profession, and then 2 public members. And in smaller counties, you can appoint anybody if they're if a qualified person isn't available, so there's some flexibility in those cases. The term is for 3 years, and the appointment is made by the entire board, not individual members. We are fortunate here in our district that we actually have alternates. So we have 5 alternates that can be appointed, and they must have the same qualifications as the membership, or pardon me, as the member. So here's a current listing of our hearing board. As you can see, we have a vacant attorney member. We have a vacant public member. And also we have a number of alternate positions that are vacant, the medical, the engineer, and the public member. So what we'd like to do, if you go to the next slide, please. So we went out and we solicited for folks to join our, or to apply for our hearing board. We always struggle a little bit with getting folks to apply for these positions. So we really make a great effort to, we public notice, we notice your board in advance 30 days. We also, we have it on social media. We go to the law college, we go to the bar association. I mean, we do everything that we can to make sure that folks know that these positions are available and that we'd like them to apply. We're fortunate we did have applications for these open positions. For a public member, we have Chuck Anders, who was the incumbent through June 1st. That's when that term ended. We have Sarah Marr, who is the public member alternate for Carmen Morales' board, and then Maureen Murphy. A public member alternate, we had Sarah Marr, who is the incumbent. We had Maureen Murphy also apply for that. And then for our attorney member, Jessica Crutchfield, who is currently our alternate, applied for the position as the member. Unfortunately, we did not have applications for the alternates for both for the attorney, the medical, and the engineer. And all of you should have received, you know, the applications for each one of these folks in your board packet. Go on to the next one. Megan? Okay, so basically our suggested procedure for appointment is to provide an opportunity for anybody who's here who's applied to speak and give them an opportunity to let you know who they are and then make an appointment, a motion to appoint. At this time, there is no requirement to appoint somebody. Our board can still function with just the current membership, but obviously it would be great to have some folks in those empty positions. So. And I believe that, pardon me, I'm sorry, we do have a couple of the applicants here today who may like to speak with you, so.
Thank you. Any questions before we invite the applicants forward? Well, seeing none, whoever would like to step up first?
All right, this is Chuck Anders.
Thank you and good morning. My name is Chuck Anders. I have been a member of the board for the past 3 years, and I really appreciate your previous appointment. I found the participation on the board to be very enlightening and satisfying and also very professional. I've been a member of this community for almost 30 years, and recently, 5 years ago, moved to the Napomo area. I currently work with an organization that's really dedicated to supporting public participation, helping organizations, in other words, encourage public participation on infrastructure projects, both for local governments and also for private sector. Prior to that, and I've been doing that for almost 30 years, prior to that, I actually worked as an engineering consultant. I have a civil engineering license. However, it's not current at the time because I don't actually practice. I worked with an international consulting firm, and I was responsible for the preparation of air quality permits for projects like oil refineries and semiconductor chip production facilities. And before that, I was actually the in charge of the director of the Arizona State Agency that basically managed and administered the air quality program, the hazardous waste program, and the water quality program. So I have experience both in the governmental situation and administering the program, and also in private sector in making applications for program, plus the public process of making sure the public's involved in public policy and infrastructure projects. So be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Anders? Thank you very much for being very thorough.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I believe we have another applicant. Yes.
Hi. I'm Maureen Murphy. And I'm applying for most likely the alternate for public member. And I currently chair through the NAPOMO Action Committee, the Air Quality Committee. And it's because of the new developments that are coming into NAPOMO. We felt that it was really important to monitor, you know, dust and the air quality, you know, to protect our vulnerable members of our community. So we're just getting started on that. We're starting a pilot program using monitors that were recommended by Andy Munsinger. And it's basically just to be sure that development is in compliant with the EIR. And, you know, most likely, I mean, I'm not an expert at this. I am a newbie, but but it's my mission to protect the community. So that's why I'm here and applying.
Thank you. Any questions of Ms. Marr? All right. Thank you very much. I believe that is it in terms of applicants. We've seen Sarah previously. Was she not able to make it today? Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see. I will open this up to public comment. Any members of the public wishing to speak on this item? I am seeing none. I will bring it back to the board for deliberation and making a decision. I would be tempted to stick with our current, well, recently expired Mr. Anders for the permanent public member. And Maureen, I really appreciate you being here. I'd like to stick with Sarah because she's been an alternate and, you know, might want to someday, you know, be that public member. I appreciate you being here. That would be my preference, but if anyone else has a different idea.
Agreed. Make that, second that motion.
Just okay. For clarification, Supervisor Moreno, Sarah Marr is currently serving as a public member alternate with a term to expire in 2028. So she is actually mirroring Carmen Morales' board's public member position. So she applied to be the member but also was okay being the alternate. So you could not make any change to Sarah's appointment and she would still be a public alternate for Ms. Carmen Morales' board.
Okay.
We do have another public alternate position open.
Thank you. This is so confusing.
It is
so
very confusing.
Make Maureen the public alternate for Mr. Anders then is what you're saying. Oh, all right. Well, everybody wins then. So that will, I will modify my motion to be that. So
second.
I move that. We've got a Pashong second. Roll call, please.
The motion is to appoint Chuck Anders as the public member and to appoint Maureen Murphy as the public member alternate.
Yes.
With matching terms. Motion is made by Director Moreno, seconded by Director Pashong.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Director Eccles.
Yes.
Director Gibson.
Yes.
Director Hammond.
Aye.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Newton.
Yes.
Director Paulding.
Yes.
Director Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Seacrest.
Yes.
Director Pashong.
Yes.
Director Moreno.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. And thank you to both of you for being willing to serve. As Ms. Drexler said, it's not something that we've got people clamoring to do. And there is a lot of public service throughout our community. So thank you both. Appreciate it.
Madam Chair, I think the other action we would have is to elevate Ms. Crutchfield from the alternate to the attorney position. I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Gibson, a second by Paulding. Roll call, please.
Motion is to appoint Jessica Crutchfield to the APCD Hearing Board attorney member position. Motion is made by Director Gibson, seconded by Director Paulding. Director Eccles.
Yes.
Director Hammond.
Aye.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Moreno.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Newton.
Yes.
Director Pashong.
Yes.
Director Robert.
Yes.
Director Seacrest.
Yes.
Director Paulding.
Yes.
Director Gibson.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. On to item B3, revisions to the APCD Board of Directors Rules of Procedure. Mr. Tupper.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Moreno. So this is about the APCD Executive Committee, and this was put on here you know, at the request of the executive committee. So we have an executive committee, and is our board chair, Ms. Moreno, our vice chair, Mr. Derez, and immediate past chair, Ms. Marks. And you know, the question is, like, what is this executive? What purpose is this committee serving, or does it really need to meet regularly? So the summary here and the recommendation is to amend the APCD board rules of procedure to eliminate regular meetings of the executive committee and to move the, you know, retain an executive committee, but it would just kind of meet as needed. And the main function of the executive committee has been to set the agenda for future board meetings, and we felt that the APCO and the board chair could just meet ahead of meetings and do that more, you know, informally, rather than having to have an executive committee meeting. So I will say, you know, this is brought sort of at the request of the this is coming from the current executive committee. This is not my idea. I mean, I'm all for it, but this is your will. But anyways, just some brief history. So the executive committee was established in 2013 with the purpose of reviewing agendas of full board meetings, conducting the APCO performance evaluation, and any ad hoc matters that are assigned to it by the full board. So the main thing it's done is this first one is reviewing, setting agendas for full board meetings. It has met very infrequently, like once every couple years, to do the performance evaluation of the APCO. And as far as I can tell, it's never this third, you know, ad hoc matters. It's never dealt with any ad hoc matters. And so currently it meets about four times per year at our office. These are meetings under the Brown Act, so all the public noticing and all those requirements apply, and it is open to the public. Typically, we're canceling these executive committee meetings anyways, so it's a lot less than four times per year. Last year, we met three times. The year before that, only twice. The year before that, only once. You know, the Brown Act serves a purpose, but it is burdensome, and, you know, there's a lot of paperwork and planning that has to go into making these meetings compliant with the Brown Act, and they're open to the public, but we've had like virtually no public participation. I think when we were doing it during COVID and these things were all online, we had like one person who would attend virtually, but not since then. So the current status is that these meetings can be kind of a hassle to schedule. The current members are interested in eliminating it. And there is a cost. We estimate about $1,200 a year in stipends that are paid to the members who attend, plus, you know, there's takes staff time and resources to handle these, to do these meetings. So, and again, we feel that the board chair and myself, the APCO, could just meet in advance of regular board meetings and kind of accomplish the same, you know, accomplish the same goals. So the recommendation is to move it to an ad hoc committee, basically the board chair on his or her own volition, or the vice chair and the past chairs acting jointly could call a meeting of the executive committee when needed. And then if there was a meeting, the minutes from that meeting would go to the full board at the next regular board meeting, just to keep the, you know, the board informed of what was going on. And basically that's it. You have a red line version of the rules of procedure in the board packet to consider. And I don't know if the current executive committee, I don't know if any of you guys would like to.
Thank you, Mr. Tepper. I will say this came up last year with the executive committee. Director Paulding had brought this up and we talked about it. And then we did that most recently with Director Marks, myself, and Director Derez. And, you know, we were thinking about it similar to how we do in each of our individual jurisdictions. And the board supervisors, the chair meets with the team and they go over the agenda. There's not an executive committee to do that. When I was mayor, it was the same thing in Atascadero, and I know all the cities operate that way. We're also, for those of us that are on IWMA, we are also moving in that direction to have executive as an as needed, because it's just this extra layer that isn't providing a benefit to the public, and it is costing in terms of time and money. So that was our reason behind it. Director Marks, if you'd like to weigh in.
Yeah, I'd just like to add that
As the vice chair coming into, knowing that the next year I was going to be the chair of this board, I found the executive committee meetings kind of like a training session. It was really helpful to me. Then when I was chair, not so helpful, but okay. And then when I was a former chair, like now, it's like, okay, I'll go because I know it's a meeting, I'll go. So,
well, you know, the stipend.
I think there is a value, there is a kind of an onboarding value that we need to, in some way, you know, reach out to, you know, like Director Deritz right now. I think there was a conference, so he was going to have to chair the next meeting. It was very, very helpful to him to have that session. But I don't think it needs, I think those functions can be accomplished without having a formal executive committee. So that's why I agreed. I just wanted to give you that kind of perspective. So I support the idea of making it more informal and keeping the chair informed about like what's coming down the pike. So thank you.
Thank you, Director.
So I was chair during COVID, and that one person that spoke in all of the different executive committee meetings was very expensive if you look at this number. So I'd support this, obviously, because it will make government more efficient. Thank you.
Well, with that, let's open up to public comment on this item. Any members of the public? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close public comment and bring that back for deliberation or hopefully a motion.
Move staff's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion to revise the APCD Board of Directors Rules of Procedure by Director Gibson and a second by Director Pashon. Ready for roll call? Please.
Director Eccles.
Yes.
Director Hammond.
Aye.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Moreno.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Newton.
Yes.
Director Paulding.
Yes.
Director Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Sechrist.
Yes.
Director Pashon.
Yes.
Director Gibson.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. And our final item before changes to the air pollution control officer compensation and or fringe benefits. And is that Ms. Gerhardt?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. As you well know, the APCO's contract allows for an up to 5% merit increase based on evaluations that you all provided. And the recommendation is that the board consider the APCO's requested increase of up to 5% and then direct me, should you agree to provide a merit increase, to amend the contract to reflect what it is that you agree upon.
All right, thank you. Any questions before we? All right, so let me open up to the public. If there's any member of the public wishing to speak on this item, seeing none, we'll close public comment and bring that back. I think our general consensus, and anyone else can weigh in, is Carl, we really appreciate you in this first year. Like you've said, a lot has come your way with it. Changes at the county, the roof, you know, just some different things happening, and you've done a good job of, you know, keeping everything stable and moving forward. So I think we all feel comfortable with the 5%. And is there anyone else that would like to weigh in, or we would look for a motion?
I'm going to move that recommendation.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to take a motion by Director Paulding and a second by Director Robert. Roll call, please.
Motion is to increase the APCO's salary by 5% for a total of $10,300. Motion is made by Director Paulding, seconded by Director Robert. Director Eccles.
Yes.
Director Gibson.
Yes.
Director Hammond.
Aye.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Moreno.
Yes, ma'am.
Director Newton.
Yes.
Director Pashon.
Yes.
Director Robert.
Yes.
Director Sechrist.
Yes.
Director Paulding.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. All right, moving on to board member items. Any board member reports? I'm not seeing any. Staff have any reports they need to? Seeing none, we will adjourn. Thank you, and I think see you in September, correct? All right, have a good one.